Hey, you can enjoy the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just call 424-243-9617.
America, America, welcome to the best in online radio. Welcome to the best in gospel. You're now tuned into the Six Eyes Gospel Show on the Six Eyes Radio Network for this March 3rd, 2023. Happy birthday to my cousin CJ. Happy birthday to my niece Tay-Tay. Anybody else celebrating a birthday in March? So, how's everyone doing on this beautiful afternoon?
Doing great, Six. How you doing?
Doing great, Wolfgang. Thanks for asking. I am doing great. Two thumbs up for myself, two paws up for Trumpet. Got some great coffee here, and we're about to have a great show. Amen.
Amen to that.
Amen. Excuse me. Happy birthday to my brother, whose birthday was on March 1st.
Happy birthday, BJ.
Yeah. You forgot. It's all good. Yes, I'm doing well. Bit of warm right now. I don't know. This heat is just not regulated, but it's all good. I'm good. I'm blessed. I'm thankful that I opened my eyes today and have another opportunity to serve our Lord. So two thumbs up for me, 10 toes up, and my crown is sitting just perfect. Diamond is somewhere asleep in La La Land as usual, but four paws up for her. And we're the girly girls. All right, I'm complete.
Well, Trumpet is here being a groomer. He has my hand right now. So thank you, Trumpet. So, yes, we're going to have a great show, as always. You're tuned in to the Six Eyes Gospel Show. We're here every Sunday, 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific, where you get your praise on without leaving the house. It's getting warm outside, but still, join us for the Six Eyes Gospel Show, even when it's hot outside. Sit on your porch, sit in your backyard, sit in your car, and enjoy the Six Eyes Gospel Show. So everybody's mentals is doing good. That's a blessing. Amen. And once again, we want to say hello to everybody throughout the city and states and faraway countries. We do appreciate you. All right, now we need an opening prayer. Let's get this show on the road.
Amen, amen. So, Lord Jesus, we thank you for another day. In you, we have another way, Lord Jesus. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, right now, that you would touch us, Lord Jesus, and touch this here program, Lord Jesus. We give the wheel to you, Lord Jesus, and we ask you right now, Lord Jesus, to just touch this program, have your perfect will, your perfect way, and we ask, Lord Jesus, right now, that you would just touch that soul who is nearest hell, Lord Jesus. Help them to reel up the white flag, surrender, saying, I yield, knowing that your word said, Lord Jesus, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day, and let them get in contact with us, so we can rejoice within them in their newfound joy, Lord Jesus. And then for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we ask a special blessing, do pray, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then for your children out there, Lord Jesus, we ask the same blessing, do pray, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you. And then, Lord Jesus, for those out there dealing with some sort of illness, Lord Jesus, we ask you to raise them up out of the bed of affliction, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for those who've lost someone due to any kind of illness, we ask you, Lord Jesus, for you to comfort them with your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for all these dirty, rotten situations that we read about in the newspaper, hear about on the television or radio set, Lord Jesus, boy, oh boy, Lord Jesus, we need you to help us to learn to love our neighbor as ourselves. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you. Now, Lord Jesus, we ask and pray all this in your mighty and precious name. Amen and amen. All right,
amen.
Now let's get right into our scripture reading.
This is Psalm 150, verses 1 to 6. Praise ye the Lord. praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness, praise him with the sound of the trumpet, praise him with the psaltery and harp, praise him with the timbrel and dance, praise him with the stringed instruments and organs, praise him upon the loud cymbals, praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And this was Psalm 150, verses 1 to 6. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful reading, Sister Emily. And I'd like to say hello to my family, my friends, my fans. Hello. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so everybody's checked in with their mentals. How's First Lady Ruthie doing?
Well, she's not right here at the moment. They're sick because she's out on the road. She had to take care of Aaron. She'll be back shortly, so she will be here with us a little later in the show.
Okay. All right.
So you got some good dancing music for a six? Get me to doing maybe the chopper this morning? Yeah,
amen. You're tuned in to the Six Eyes Doctor Show on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
God of Abraham, you're the God of covenant, faithful promises. Time and time again, you have proved it. You do just what you say. Though the storms may come and the winds may blow, I'll remain steadfast. And let my heart, and when you speak a word, it will come to pass. He is a faithful to me. Great is the faithfulness to me. God from age to age, though the earth may pass away, your words remain the same. Yeah. Your history can move, there's nothing you can do. You're faithful and true. Though the storms may come,
Don't help! for America, for America.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Repeat after me. Say, Waymaker. 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 People for America. People for America. People for America. People for America.
Best in Gospel, the Six Eyes Gospel Show, only on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Riding with him, she died. Ill,
you die. Mountains rise and fall. Seasons come and go. But through it all, one thing that I know, I can trust in you. People let you down, and life is filled with pain. Falling to the ground, on my knees to say, I can trust in you. You were faithful in the storm. I was never left alone. Oh, no, 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 no. So in every mountain high, in every valley low, I would trust in you.
Thank you. I'm not afraid to say I don't know what I should do or how this will unfold. Don't believe this story, but we have this story for me, my soul. Nobody else can love me like you. You're the only one that can do what no other God can. You are holy, holy. Nobody else can be who you are. Stand alone and I stand in awe of your matchless power. You are holy, holy, holy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Have our pastor arrived?
Not yet.
Amen.
Taking the next 5 to 10 minutes. Just continue to play good music.
Share this show if you're on social media. Share this show right now.
With chaos around, I will choose Jesus,
Pastor Bonnet.
Thank you, Missionary Ken. God bless you, man of God. How are you doing on today?
Doing great, Pastor Bonnet. And so, with that, we want to just say welcome to our Preacher of the Hour, our one and only Pastor Kenneth Bonnet of, what's the name of your ministry? I'm going to have to get used to that.
True word of faith.
Okay. True word of faith. Our one and only Pastor Kenneth Bonnet here to bring us the Word of God. So, man of God, have your place and bring us the Word today as we are hungry for God's Word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. So So, my brother, you're about to be filled with the word of the Lord, which is better than any filling that man can even imagine or taste. Amen. One time that happened with Jesus, the disciples went to go get him something to eat, and they came back, and after he had to minister to the woman at the well, they came back with some food. They were wondering why he was talking to her. But they said, "Well, we got your food, Lord." And he said, "I already done had my meat." In other words, he already done ministered. He was full because he knew that in just a few moments, her evangelism ministry is about to take place. And she went into the city and gathered the men in the city. And they didn't come out. Jesus didn't go into Samaria to meet them, but the people of Samaritan, they came out to meet Jesus. Isn't that something amazing? They came out because of one talking with the Lord, because somebody was encouraged to the gospel somewhere else that it hasn't been. Amen. And because of that, they came out and they met Jesus, and they got a filling of their lifetime. They say, "We believe, not because of what you said, but we've heard him for ourselves." Amen. There's something about when you get the word for yourself. Amen. That's why I encourage people, pick up your Holy Bible and read it for yourself. Amen. It's good that people like Missionary Ken and myself and Dr. Quick and others are ministering the word to you, but read it for your oneself. Get it for yourself. It's nothing like having a personal encounter with the living God. How do you get it? You get it through reading the living word. Amen. This Logos is not dead. Amen. It is alive, my brothers and sisters. So once again, thank you, Six Eyes Radio Network. Thank you for allowing me in the gospel program, the place where you get your praise on without leaving the house. I'm so glad to be a part of this great congregation. Man, I have been enjoying the word all day. You know, by now, I've already had two services, and this is our district week. So I got a district meeting that's going to take place in about an hour. So I don't have much time. Amen. But I thank God for the time, amen, that I get to share with you, my brothers and sisters. Amen. And thank you for always receiving me and welcoming me with open arms. And I pray on today that the word that I share with you will be one to encourage you to be all who God has called you to be. I don't know your calling, but what's important is that you know your calling. Amen. There's a call of God in every person's life. Amen. I'm not going to share the whole story, amen, in this setting, but there was a situation where Jesus was giving an example about the kingdom of heaven. And the Bible says that he gave to one man 5 talents. He gave to another 2 talents. And he gave to another 1 talent. Now, he gave this to them men according to their ability to manage. Oh, that just went into my message today. He gave it each one of them according to their ability. In other words, he knew just what they could handle. He knew their potential. Amen. Sometimes we have hidden potential. Amen. God has entrusted us, each of us, with doing something in this world. Why? Because that's where we have power. That's where we have authority. Amen. And he charged each one of us to do something. Amen. And what we do will either benefit the kingdom of God in a positive way or a negative way. I'm going to say it one more time. What we do will benefit the kingdom either in a positive way or a negative way. Let me get into my message on today. This monthly emphasis is on stewardship. Amen. Kingdom stewardship. Amen. Kingdom stewardship. Amen. Stewardship is a very important word. So our monthly emphasis is on stewardship. And so I must ask the question, do you really know the word and its meaning? We've often heard the word, but do we truly have a full understanding of what it means to be a good steward? Amen. So allow me just to give a basic meaning, because stewardship is like a coin. It has two sides. You know, a coin has heads and it has a tail. Amen. And so stewardship is also the same way. It has a good and it has a bad. It's still stewardship, but it is a matter of being good at it or bad at it. An example of the definition, a simple definition of the word stewardship. Stewardship is the job of supervising or taking care of something such as an organization or property. That's stewardship. Amen. Stewardship is when you take care of someone else's property. Amen. Amen. Therefore, how well we manage or how well we manage what's in our hands or under our care, amen, that determines the good or the bad. How well we manage it, amen, because that's what stewardship. Stewardship is taking care of other people's property or other people's organization. Well, Brother Bonnet, what you're talking about? Well, allow me to put it in perspective that applies to everyone. That's right, even you. I know you may think that your name is insignificant. I know that you may think that what you have to offer to the kingdom of God may be very little to nothing. But I want you to understand every person is born full of purpose and full of potential. Remember, he said, he knows his thoughts that he thinks towards us. Those are thoughts of good and not of evil, to give an expected end. So there's a plan for your life and my life. So as we deal with stewardship, let me just make it plain and simple. God has given all of us something to do. But because he's given us something to do and something to manage, we have to realize this one thing. It all belongs to him. I know you thought them children belong to you, but they belong to God. Why? Because you belong to God. I know you thought your house or your apartment belongs to you. No, either the bank owned it, if you ain't paid for the mortgage all the way out yet, either the landlord or the owners of that property owns it and you're just renting, amen, and then even then it still belongs to the Lord, amen, because God has established his ownership, amen. I want you to turn with me in your Bible to the book of Psalms. We're going to read Psalms, the 24th division of Psalms. We're going to read the first five verses there. Now, just for clarity sake, I'm going to read it in the New Living for maybe some of my newer saints that may get, I want to make sure you have a full understanding. So I'm going to read in the New Living translation. It reads Psalms 24, verse 1 through 5. It says, the earth, is the Lord's. The earth, the whole entire earth, it belongs to Almighty God. So once again, Psalms 24, verse 1 says, and conjunction, everything in it. Well, I don't live on Mars, neither do you. But I got news for you. If you did, you still belong to him because he made Mars too. So the earth is the Lord and everything in it. The world, and here's the full understanding, and all its people belongs to him. That means for all of us saved, love the Lord people, whether we call ourselves sanctified, saints, believers, whatever title you, if you're born again Christian, understand that sinner that you keep putting down, they belong to God. Oh, yeah. That unrighteous person that you keep discriminating against because of their evil deeds or their wrongdoing, they belong to God, just like you do. So when you begin to condemn them, understand you're condemning what belongs to God. I got news for us. I want you to read it and let me know when you find it. How many times have you saw Jesus come and condemn people while he was on his earthly journey ministry? He said, think not that I've come to destroy the law, but I came to fulfill it. He further said that he came that we may have life and have it. What? What is it? Life. And have it how much? More abundantly. Not barely. More. That's very clear. More means over and above. He said, I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So it is relevant to the call. Yes, it is. So back to the text in the book of Psalms, the 24th division, verse number 2. It classify for us, or clarify for us, excuse me, he laid the earth's foundation on the seas and built it on the ocean depth. Verse 3, who may climb the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? Only, it's answering for you, so you really, these are clerical statements. He already has the answer. He just wants you to understand the answer. Only those whose hands and hearts are pure. Hands and heart. Hands deal with your work. Heart deals with how you process and do things. But the Bible tells us that the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? So that's why David said, create in me a new heart. I mean, create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me. See, David had an understanding that my heart, my real way of thinking is nothing unless God guides that thinking. Why is that so important? Because I don't belong to me, I belong to God. And this world has a way of influencing me apart or away from God. Verse 4 again, only those hands and hearts are pure who do not worship idols and neither tell lies. Wow. Wow. So if you told a little white lie, green lie, blue lie, purple lie, it still is a lie. And God is not pleased with it. It's best for you to say, I'm not going to give you the answer to that. I'm not going to answer that. I don't want to answer that before you tell a lie. Amen. It may be tight, but it's still right. So, verse 5 says, they will receive the Lord's blessing. Who? Those hands and hearts that are pure, who worship who do not worship idols and never tell lies will receive the Lord's blessing. What? Whose blessing? The Lord. Not your enemy, not your neighbor, not somebody else of wealth, or not someone else with power, authority, or fame, but the Lord's. They will receive the Lord's blessing and have right relationship. What kind of relationship? Right. So if I can have a right relationship, that means there's a wrong relationship. We're not to be merged with everything. How can two walk together except they agree? That be ye not unequally yoked don't just apply to marriages, but it applies to partnership. So they will receive the Lord's blessing and have right relationship with God, their Savior. Who's our Savior? God. That's the Almighty One. That's Jehovah Jireh. That's El Shaddai. That's Elohim. He is the one. Remember, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So if you turn with me, and we know that's from Genesis 1 and 1. Remember, God steps out on the scene. He don't tell how he is, who he is. He simply say that he is. So we read Genesis 1 and 1 as in the beginning. Somebody say, when it all started. God created. He didn't borrow. He didn't go and ask some other God in some distant universe. No, God created the heavens and the earth. He established that from the very beginning. So now, turn with me in your Bible. We're going from Psalms all the way back to the first book, and that will be the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 2. We're going to read a few verses. We're going to read Genesis chapter 2, verses 4, 5, 7, and 9. I want to go back to the King James as I read these, if I may. Genesis chapter 2, verse 5, 6, 7, and 9. Let's read it together. These are the generation of the heavens when they were created. In the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. Somebody said there wasn't nobody there to do the work. But yet God was creating something that was going to need to be managed, something that was going to be needed to be taken care of. Question is, what did the Lord God do about this thing? What did God do about his circumstance? The answer is he made a manager. He needed someone to supervise. He needs someone to oversee. He needs someone to govern. He needed someone to keep organized. So what did he need? We know the definition of that type of description is one that managed, a manager. Amen, somebody.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
And so as a manager, I remember when I was working for a company called Walgreens. God bless my time while I was there as a manager. I can remember even when I was a manager for Winn-Dixon. Amen. When I was a manager for Walgreens, I couldn't go back to Winn-Dixon and begin to govern and tell people what to do because I wasn't a manager then. I was only a manager where my assignment was, where I collected my check from, amen, which was Walgreens. So as much as we was in competition with CVS, I could not go over there and tell their staff what to do, regardless to how well I was able to do my job. My job and my assignment was in the place where I was planted. Amen.
Amen.
Too oftentimes, we try to do other people's job, thereby leaving our job unchecked. Amen. You ever told somebody, hey, they say, I want to help you do some stuff. I see you trying to get everything cleaned up. What can I do? Well, if you're going there and wash the dishes for me, that would be appreciative. I will appreciate that. And they say to you, okay, I'll go wash the dishes. And your expectation is that they're going into the kitchen to wash the dishes. They come out moments later and say, well, I'm done there now. And you go in and you see the floor swept and mopped. You sweat. You smell the fabulosity. You smell that
fabuloso.
Smell through the whole house.
Fabuloso.
Fabuloso. Yeah. You smell it. It smells better than pine salt. And you're feeling good. You're like, oh, they done came and cleaned my house because you're smelling it and you're in another part of the room. And it makes you feel good. And so you go in there to see the work, and you can see the flow shining as you walk towards the kitchen. But as you get to the point where your eyes are turned towards the sink, you see in it still dirty dishes unwashed to the side. You're like, wait a minute. I thought you said you were going to do what I needed. Well, I also saw that you needed the floor clean and everything, so I decided to do that. Yeah, but you told me you were going to do this. Well, Brother Preacher, at least they did something, and that's why the body of Christ suffered, because of that attitude. Did something, and that something we did was good, that it was best. We think that it was in the perfect will of God. We think that, well, they should just accept what I did. At least I did something. Now, that's in the natural. But do you not understand? We treat God the same way. Remember, I was just talking about Jonah. How Jonah made a decision to go the other way. Sometimes our decision to do something different than what was requested or required, it may have been good, but that should have been in addition to completing your own assignment. It should have been there as a bonus. We have the persona or the attitude to say someone's not grateful because they didn't appreciate what we done. It's not that what you done wasn't appreciated, but what you done was not the assignment that was needed of you. Now, this is very tight, but it's right. Adam had an assignment. I want to look in the text. So we're reading Genesis chapter 2, verse number 5 now. We'll start back with 4. And read on out. These are the generation of the heaven and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Amen. Verse 5. And every plant he made the earth and the heavens, and so it continues. So he didn't just start with just making the earth. No man created a seed on its own. Even the hybrid and genetic seeds that are being made today, they had to start with an original seed of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. So the question is, what did the Lord God do? The answer is he made a manager. Verse 7. And the Lord God, not some other God. That's why it's very clear, it's very important for us to stay clear with the context. The Lord God made the heavens and the earth and all the plants. So the Lord God resolved his own problem by making you and me. And he made us in his image and after his likeness. And he gave us dominion, which is authority. He gave us authority because that's what a manager has. A manager has authority to function in that organization or for that company or property as to fulfill the wishes or desire of the owner. Amen, somebody. And so It is his job to fulfill the mission, the will, not of their own, not how they feel about it, but based on the desire and plan of the owner. So, once again, verse 7 says, and the Lord God formed man. This is how he formed him. Of the dust of the ground. We say dust. Now, I know we say you ain't nothing but dirt. Nah, you ain't need a dirt. You dust. Dust is the byproduct of dirt. Dust is the stuff that float away from the dirt. The dirt settled to the ground, that dust just keeps floating. Maybe that's why some of us are so unstable. Get off that preacher. Leave that alone. Don't mess with them like that. Leave that alone. So hear what he said now. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. But this is what made the dust so valuable. This is what made the dust so unique. This is what made the dust meaningful. And I don't care who you are in this world, there's meaning for your existence. Now, you may not be living up to it. You may be some of the worst criminals this world can offer. But God didn't put you here for that. You chose that. So, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. I want you to tell somebody, breathe, because God wants you to live. All of you that love Texan and love going on your Facebook and your Twitter and all of this, today, at some point, when you recognize the show and the program, I want you to send out the message to somebody in your family. Breathe, because God wants you to live. Don't hold your breath. Go ahead and exhale and inhale. Inhale and exhale. Go ahead and breathe. It's going to be all right. God wants you to breathe. So breathe. So and breathe into his nostrils the breath of life. and man became a living soul. Far greater than what he done for any plants, far greater than what he done for any beast or any fowl or any fish or any other creature in the earth. God gave us something unique that no other creature of creation has but the human race, and that is the breath of God. You, whether you save or not save, you got the breath of God in you. So you mean something to God. That's why John 3:16 can be what it is. For God so loved the world. Why? Because he loved his own breath. That's why you somebody in God. Because you're carrying the very breath of God in your being. And that's why we're to love our neighbors as ourselves. When we follow the Ten Commandments, we see those first four telling us how to love God. And the rest is telling us how to love one another, who is in the image and likeness of Almighty God. That's how important you and I are in the plan that God has for us. But it's our job to manage the life. It's our job to manage what we have. Amen, somebody. So, as we manage what we have, glory to God, and if y'all hear my background, that's them having church done stirred up already, so they're in praise and worship right now. Amen. And so, verse 9 says, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good, and what? And good for food. And good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and what? Evil. So here it is. Adam is given the charge to manage the garden. It was his job to keep. Oh, it was his job to manage it. God needed a manager, someone to manage his resource, his resources. Yeah. Well, verses 10 down through 14 tell us that everything that is valuable that we put dollar signs on in the earth today, all of the gold, the silver, the copper, the ore, the crystals, the water, everything that we have value on, your money, your paper money means nothing if it doesn't have backing it by gold or silver, or something that is considered precious stone. Those are the two jewels in the earth. And no matter how much people try to hoard them, everything that God put here from the beginning is still here. There's no more gold being added to the earth. There's no more silver being added to the earth. There's no silver leaving the earth unless they put it in a rocket ship and shoot it out into space. There's no gold or silver leaving the planet. Everything that God created in those verses 10 through 14, they're still here available for our usage throughout the world. But God still needs somebody to manage that. Whether you rich or poor, it is your job as a steward to manage God's resources. The issue we have is we don't understand everybody's calling, so we get offended. when they're doing with the resources what they're doing with it. But the question that I need to be asking myself, am I utilizing the resources God gave me to their fullest? Why is this important? Well, we know Jesus, I'm going to insert this right here. I was going to do it a little bit later, but we know Jesus gave the parable about the kingdom of God. He said the kingdom of God is like, and he talked about a wealthy owner that had servants. And he had three servants that he gave three different distinct gifts to. Those talents was money. He gave them wherewithal. And when you research, you'll see the value of what he gave them. So the one that he gave one talent to was not just one. He didn't give him a dollar. He gave him enough resources to last him more than a full year. He gave him enough finances to provide living for more than a year. During that day and time. And that person hid it. He hid it in the ground. He did not utilize it. Because he was looking at the other two servants who had more. The one that had more that was above him only had two more talents. So he had double what he had. The one above both of them had way more because he had five talents. He was given five. And to those of you that want to read that story, it's in the book of Matthew. Search for it. Amen. I give you where it is exactly, but I want you to do a little searching. God may want to show you something else before you get there. Amen. And when their master came back, this is what he did. When the master came back, they had to give an account for what they did with the resource or resources that God, that the master provided for them. Mm-hmm. Now, once again, this is not the disciples telling the parable. This is Jesus who was in heaven, who came down to earth, and now he's telling us what heaven is like, what the kingdom of God is like. And so he shared with us, he started with the one he gave the most. Y'all heard the scripture that says, to whom much is given, much is required. So this man that had five talents, he reported to his master, hey, here's five more talents than what you gave me from the beginning. And those five more talents gave him a sum total of 10. Now, listen to the rest of the story. I want you to look through the New Testament. And you don't see this term used often. The words, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into, wow. He told him, well done. Good job. He told him, hell, boy, that's what you're supposed to do it, my man. He congratulated him, not because he held on to it, but because he multiplied it. Uh-oh. Before y'all say the preacher is off, I'm just reminded. Let me go back to Genesis. Let me go back to Genesis, chapter 1. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish, over the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. That's not people. Things. Amen. So God created the man in his own image, and in the image God created he, him, male and female. It's very important. Don't get it twisted. If God made you a male, stay a male. God made you a female, stay a female. It has purpose. When you try to change that, you call God a liar. You say, God, you didn't know what you was making. That's why this is so important. Verse 28. Hear what he said. And God. The word God here is the word Elohim. We don't see the word Jehovah or Yahweh. We don't see that word until chapter 2 and 3. Here we see Elohim. That is the Trinity. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is the three that bear record in heaven. Not talking about any type of angel whatsoever. And God and Elohim bless them. Who is the them? The male and the female. He bless them. Brothers, don't treat your wives like they nothing. Wives, yes, you honor your husband, but don't you treat him like he nothing. Because women, when you look at the man, you're looking at an image of God. And although you came from our rib, you're still in the image and likeness of God. And it was God who blessed you. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, not unto him, hear me in the text. Brother Bonnet did not write this. I done wrote it on my paper, resounding it, but I didn't write it in your Bible. It's been there all along. Verse 28 of chapter 1 in the book of Genesis. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be what? Fruitful. Wow. No Ten Commandments, no Great Commission. The assignment was one in management, self-governing. He says to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Why did they have to replenish earth? God just kicked Satan out of heaven between verses 1 and 2. As one scripture said, they beheld Satan falling from heaven as lightning. So the angels was kicked out, those, that third of the heavenly host that followed Lucifer, they hit the earth with such a force. God said, I'm going to need y'all to go replenish now. It says, multiply and replenish the earth. Then he tells them these words, and subdue it. If you was a police officer and the criminal is running, you're not just saying, freeze, stop, police. No. At this point, you're giving chase. And if they don't stop by words, then you subdue them physically. That's what the scripture says. And subdue it, talking about the earth, and have dominion. That's complete and full authority. But remember, just because you have authority, it's not yours. When I was working for Walgreens, as much as I would say my company, my name is Kenneth. Walgreens was somebody else. I wasn't even a relative. So I had to represent Walgreens' standard. I had to represent Walgreens' ideal. Why? Because otherwise I would misrepresent the company. Call yourself a believer and you don't do the things that God has commissioned us to do, you misrepresent the kingdom. And the orders are right here. The instructions is right here. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion. That's where man fell from. Man fell from dominion. He fell from authority. Why? Because he gave his keys to somebody else. He said, I'm not going to run this show no more. Here, you can run it. You know more than me. And that was never God's plan. So Jesus had to come and reclaim what we gave away. That's why the Bible says, let no man say when he is tempted, he's tempted of God, but he's led astray of his own lust and is enticed. Amen, somebody. So we'll have dominion over the fowls of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for me. God set it up for us. He set it up so we didn't have to fail. We didn't have to fall. But we didn't want to listen to his plan. Adam wanted, he listened. He was persuaded some other way to Jesus Christ, who paid the debt that we could not pay. And now because of him, we owe a debt that we can't pay. So we give him our life. Why? Because, according to Corinthians, we are bought with a price. We are not our own. Our biggest problem and our biggest struggle, and I say our, that means me included, we think this is our life. This God's life through us. Because if God removed his breath, what would I have? So God removed his breath, I will have nothing to give him. And the only reason why I can do what I do is because I have the breath of God in me. Whether I know it or not, understand it or not. Now, verse 15, chapter 2, reads, and the Lord God took the man. Now, this is before chapter 2, chapter 1 summarizes everything for us. chapter 2 goes back and lay it out for us. So to the people that think that there was a pre-endemic race, that means pre-Adam, no. This is how Moses presented it. He started off giving us the summary, but the Holy Spirit led him to give us the details. And so in chapter 2, we're reading the details. So verse 15 is, and the Lord God, that's the Almighty One, amen. The Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, is Jehovah, amen. And God there is Elohim. So he's still using Elohim, but now he added to Elohim the word Jehovah, or Jehovah, amen. So the Lord God took the man, put him into the garden of Eden to dress it. Somebody say management. Management is stewardship. Adam had a job before he had a woman. Man, food for thought. Adam had a job before he had a woman. With a woman comes responsibilities and obligations. Amen, somebody. So, and the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden. That means God gave him a place to dwell, a place where he can be useful. So God gave him purpose and a plan. And he watched him, let's read, him in the Garden of Eden to dress it. That word dress means to work or to serve. The Hebrew word there is abad. Amen. A-B-A-D. To work or to serve. That's to labor. Amen. Amen. To work for another. So from the very beginning, Moses was letting us know that put here to work for another. So he was put in the garden to dress it, that's to work, to serve, to labor, and to keep it. That word keep in the Hebrew is shamar, S-H-A-M-A-R. That means to keep, to guard, amen, to give heed, amen. That's the observance of it, to pay attention. And too many times we overlook the scripture that says watch as well as pray. We pray, but we don't do a lot of watching. And when stuff happens bad, we're like, oh, Lord, the devil, God told us to watch as well as pray. So we got to shamar. We got to learn how to keep God. When you keep God, you stay awake. You stay alert. That's why you can't get drunk. He said, be ye sober, said the Lord. Why? Because when you're drunk, stuff can get by you, get past you. Stuff you won't observe, stuff you won't see, stuff you won't understand. Verse 16, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. I'm going to stop there because I know my time is far gone. In other words, it was always God's plan for you to benefit from where you work. I'm going to say it again. From the beginning of creation, it was God's complete plan for you to benefit from your labor. It was God's plan for you to benefit from your labor, from the thing which you have dressed and kept. is God's plan for you to have. Don't let nobody tell you differently. And what you do with what you have is based on how you are developing your relationship with Almighty God. David, when I say this, I done closed already, but, you know, Pentecostal preachers close so many times, ain't no, we need to stop saying I'm closing with this. David was king. And at a time of battle, one time he didn't go out with the army. Stayed home. And in staying home, he saw afar off something that looked finger-licking good. I know the colonel wasn't made out yet, but it was finger-licking good because he inquired, who is that? But when it came back to him that this is somebody else's wife, he could have ended it right there. He should have stopped right there. But because he was at the wrong place and allowed his mind to focus on the wrong thing, he ended up commanding her to come and being at awe and subject to a king. She didn't deny him from having her, even though she belonged to another. He used his authority to abuse a situation. Leaders, then he tried to cover it up because there was a seed sown in that ground. And the harvest of that seed was going to come up. And every seed that is planted bear fruit of its own kind. And he tried to get Uriah to come home early and go make love to his wife, to be intimate with her, so that he would think that this was his. But that isn't what happened. He was an honorable man. He said, how can I have fun and my fellow soldiers are out there laboring, fighting for our country? The king tried to get him drunk. He didn't get drunk because he remained sober. He didn't do what the king wanted him to do. As a man out of control. To close this story up, when the prophet came and told him that he was wrong, he had to fear his life because the king had the authority to take his life. So he gave the scenario in such a way that the king passed judgment on himself. Because he weighed the matter. And then the prophet told him, O king, you're the man that you just judged. Prophesied to him that God said, haven't I given you everything? He said, if what I have given you wasn't enough, all you had to do is ask. That would have gave to you. Why? Because you're doing my will. You are fulfilling my kingdom assignment. You are my servant. I share with us today. You don't have to desire nobody else's gifts, talents, nor their treasures on this earth. If what you need versus what you have now is not enough. If you're serving God according to his will, all you have to do is ask. Brother Priest, give me text for that. Give me scripture. Fine. If you will delight yourself in the Lord, he'll grant you the desires of your heart. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this time with your people. God, I pray, Lord God, that this blesses the heart of all of us, that we're mindful that none of this belongs to you. All of it's yours. So even down to paying the tithe, Lord God, we're not paying the tithe. We're just releasing back to you which belong to you. Help us to overcome our own thinking of this belongs to me, that we understand that we belong to you. And everything that we have that you have allowed us to have, it is because of your will concerning us. So we say thank you for what we have. And when what we have is not enough, Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that you open up doors and windows and opportunities that we may gain those things which we need to live, to survive, to have life, and to have it more abundantly. Because to whom much is given, much is required. Lord, help us to be trustworthy with what you have given us. Because your scripture tells us, if we're not faithful over little, who will give us any more? So, Lord, help us today to be faithful with what we now have. So when the doors of opportunity open for us to receive more, we won't abuse it or misuse it, but we will use it to your benefit of your kingdom. And those things that you have given us personally to enjoy, we will enjoy them with thanksgiving in our heart, knowing that it is you who allowed us to have what we have. We love you today, and we thank you. Now we pray for the sinner man that have not chosen to allow you, to select you as their personal Lord and Savior. We pray for their heart that conviction will take place, and they will subject themselves and yield to your authority and ask you how to live a more abundant life. And God, as you reveal to them what they must do, the doors of the brothers and sisters that will open up to help guide them along the way, let them come in the dozens, or let them come according to thy will, to your own will for their lives. And as you do it, God, we say thank you today. We continue to uplift Brother Six as the founder of this station and all of those that's under this umbrella. We thank you for each one by one, name by name. We thank you for all the programming here. We have been enjoying. Amen. We thank you for the testimonials from AJ and the squad. We thank you for Dr. Quick, the powerful message he taught on this past week. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for the teaching and the Bible prophecies of the Wolf Games, Lord God, that they're doing. We just thank you, Lord God, and so many others that have their part in the kindling of this fire. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you have chosen to use us to spread your word and to spread good cheer to all men everywhere. Thank you for the opportunity. We love you, Father. Keep working on us. Don't give up on us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. God bless you. I release you back into the hands of those in the program today. Y'all pray my trust in the Lord. I'm late inside of service. Please excuse me. Thank you so very much for listening. Thank you so much. I love you. I appreciate you so very much.
Amen. Love you too, Pastor. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Hello from the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Amen.
Amen.
Good message.
Yes, it was.
Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and give my takeaway. This is funny that he mentioned about the dishes thing because it kind of took me back to back when Ruth was working the Star Beacon in the mailroom, and I had some relatives come over and visit my house, and they were harping about, you know, because she'd come home real late and she was real tired, and So the dishes got a little piled up, and they were fussing about the dishes because they're nitpicking about the dishes being piled up. And I took, because it was my aunt, and I told her, I says, I walked her over toward the sink. I says, come here a minute. And she says, what? And I walked her up to the sink, and I pick up the dish soap, and I says, you know what this is for, don't you? She says, yeah. And I pointed toward the faucet. I said, you know how to operate that, don't you? She said, yeah. And then I grabbed a dish cloth. I put it in her hand. I said, well, then get busy. I said, if you got a mouth to complain, you got the energy to complain, you got the energy to do those. I said, and then I went and explained how my wife had been working real hard at the Star Beacon because they were doing this Christmas thing for putting these inserts into the paper about, it was like a hymn book thing with Christmas carols in it. And I says, she'd been real busy putting out a good 12 hours or more a day to do that. I said, hey, if you're going to complain, you could sit there and you could do something about it, or you could shut up. Take your pick. She did the dishes, but after that, she, for some reason, she never complained about how high the dishes got in the sink. Wonder why.
Amen.
But good message, Pastor Barney.
Going in the building, but I heard that, Brother Wolfgang. I affirmed that action. I put a stamp of approval on that action. If you're going to complain and not help someone, and if it's so much of a sore to you, go ahead and the Bible says, what your hands find, that you do. And we do it all as unto the Lord. So had she just done it without complaining, God would have rewarded her because of that sacrifice of love. Amen. And so, amen, brother. That's what you do. You point to them, let them know, hey, well, soap and this towel and water over there, you know, you're more than welcome to truly help us out. Not time of need. Don't talk about me. Help me. Amen.
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 Yeah, I can't stand people like that. Yeah.
Amen. Giving honor to our Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit. I said, praise the Lord. To God be the glory. Amen. Thanking God for the message today. Amen. To God be the glory. Being a helper. Being a helper in a door and stop complaining. You know, His word says we mumble and grumble about everything. It ain't done this way. It ain't done that way. It ain't done this way and that way. Do it this way, you know, and so forth. But mumbling and grumbling about everything. His word lets us know the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. You know, put some time in. Put your time in. You know, you see things that need to be taken care of. You know, is it going to hurt you to do it? Amen. To God be the glory. There is a work for all of God's children to do, and we must be helpers to one another. We can't always be behind the scene and pushing the pencil. Amen, and pushing your voice, amen, and making commands, amen. God's work is plentiful work. Now, if we're going to complain about doing the work, don't do the work, because then you're going to give a half-done job. You're not going to do it the right way. You're going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry, like a microwave. But if you're going to do it right. If you're going to complain, do it. If you're going to complain, then don't do it. And if you're going to talk about it, don't do it. If you're going to be about it, be about it and do God's work. The harvest is plentiful. There's so much to be done in the kingdom of God. There's so much to be said and done. There's so much help. There's people on the left, people on the right, people in the front, people in the back. But we're complaining. We're mumbling and grumbling about somebody else. We're mumbling and grumbling about our neighbors. We're mumbling and grumbling about this. We're mumbling and grumbling about we don't have enough of this. We're mumbling and grumbling about we're not in the right place. We're mumbling and grumbling. Then do something about it. Stop mumbling. Stop bickering. Stop badgering, you know, but do something about it. Put your mouth to work and put your hands to work. Labor. There's so much labor. There's so much work to be done. But we're complaining about the work that needs to be done, even in our own home. We become a we become a slob. You become a whoredom in your own home because you too lazy to pick up this, or you too lazy to clean this, or you too lazy, so you just let it pile up and pile up and pile up and pile up. But you're complaining. You're complaining. If you're not going to do anything about it, then you don't have no room to say anything about it. Same way with the voting. You're going to complain about the voting and who's in office. If you didn't vote, you have no room to complain. So if you don't vote for the kingdom of God and you don't vote to do the work, then you have no room to complain. Stop complaining. Stop complaining. You know, people get a thrive and a drive out of complaining. Complaining about this, complaining about that. You know, just complaining. Do something about it. Be a helper. Lend a helping hand. He said, am I my brother's keeper? Yes, we are. Don't just say it just to be saying it. You know, do something about it. You know, let your mouth do the work. Let your hands work. Amen. Let your action speak for itself. You know, we can complain about so many things. But there's so much work that need to be done. Amen. Somebody's hungry on the left side. Somebody don't have a pair of shoes. Someone don't have an outfit to put on. But you're complaining about how they smell or what they look like. If you can lend a helping hand, help somebody along the way. We are our brothers and sisters keeper. The harvest is plentiful, but are you laboring? He said, a man don't work, don't eat. And he meant that. He meant that. If you don't put no labor in, you don't get no food. You know, you sit there and look crazy. Well, they looked over me. Then what do you put in it? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. That's what the Reverend Ike says. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. So you put nothing in it, you get nothing out of it. You got to work. Work. Don't nothing come easy. Anything you get easy, you're going to lose it easy. Anything, amen, anything that comes easy, you got to put your time in. Because payday is going to pay. Payday is going to tell what you've been doing and who you've been doing it with, or if you just did it for procrastination, or you just doing it perpetrating, pretending like you're doing something and you're not doing it. Let the work speak for itself. You know somebody needs help. You know something needs to be cleaned around your area. Do it. Don't complain about it. If you're going to complain, don't do it. Don't do it because your work going to be in vain. It's going to be in vain. So we are helpers to one another. Amen. And the harvest is plentiful. There's so much work in the harvest. There's so much harvest work need to be done. But what are we doing about it? Complaining about the left, complaining about the right, complaining about those behind, complaining about those in front. Do something about it. You make a change. You make a change. And then you'll see changes begin to make a difference all around you. But it starts with us. I'm completing. Bless you all. God bless you all. Good evening. Thank you again for the message.
Amen. Good evening. Good evening. Thank you for that.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Well, we know who we can have fill in if Pastor Barn is not available. Amen. Thank you for that.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Barn didn't know I got his back.
Oh, yeah. Yes, and how are you doing this beautiful afternoon?
I am blessed by the best. Blessed by the best. Thanking God for being obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen.
Yes.
So, can I ask you this question, sister? Okay, you say about the complaining. If you did the complaining, and you know, it's not because I know about the complaining, but if you don't say it, what you're going to say, and it's done over and over and over again. Ask God over and over and over again, it's still being done. And when you got two comments against you, what do you do? And it's nothing is done. What do you do? I know you can keep on praying. If you won't, you just do it yourself. You know what I'm saying? Cause you can't do it by yourself. What do you do? That's all I want to know.
you're saying that if you have asked,
if you don't ask, because we're talking about a complainer.
Right.
Because I don't heard the word complaining. I heard the word that was done. What do you do after you do after you don't complain? And you don't pray to God. And it's
you
stuff
just
still
keep,
being
you
done.
Keep on, you keep on praying.
And everything. Keep on praying. So if it's
you
two,
keep
three,
on praying
four, five,
and you keep trusting
years,
God.
10 years later, that's what you're saying. Keep on doing it.
Say it again. Say that again. Let me make sure I hear you and understand.
Years later, because it happened before. It was 2.5 years happened before. Now it's happening again. And I'm praying about it, a situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then the thing happened again and everything. And then I don't pray about it. And talk about the complaining and everything and the situation have been said. But when you have and it'll happen again and the situation still is going on, what do you do? Let the situation keep going on.
If it doesn't happen,
I'm the first lady, and I know by prayer. I know by fasting, praying, reading the word of God, fasting, praying, reading the word of God. What do you do?
If it done went on for, if you complained about it 2 years ago, 2 years ago, and 2 years later, it's still the same thing. Then from the beginning, if it wasn't nipped in the bud from the beginning and it kept rocking and reeling for 2 more years or so, then that can mean that you wasn't taken serious because it's still rolling the same. They didn't take it serious. You didn't take it serious because you let it kept going. When you say what you mean, and you mean what you say, you nip it in the bud right then and there. You know, rather it hurt somebody, rather they surprised about what you have said or done. But if you said it, say what you mean and mean what you say. Don't keep reneging back and say, "Wait, I'm just gonna see what's gonna happen again. I'm gonna keep on waiting." No, because say what you mean and mean what you say. God's word is true.
I want to be about my business. I ain't afraid to go in the world and stand on your business. I'll be about my business.
Uh-huh.
You know what
I'm
saying? Okay? Because the thing about it is I ain't going through nothing else, but I'm just saying that if you stand on something, yes. But think about it. I need y'all to pray for me. It happened years ago, but the same situation, not the same situation, but came back again. And now I got to still deal with it again. So please, you all pray for me in the eyes of the Lord.
Ma'am.
That's all I have to say.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes, and a great show Friday night. I was there in attendance. A great show in your new home. Amen.
Praise God. Thank God Almighty. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think we are ready for our Bloodhound of Scripture.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Hello, Carl's
name. I have my answer.
Hello. All right. Hello, Emily. Hello, everyone.
Just wanted to say it was a good message that I was able to get in on. And I'm just glad you guys to be keeping me in prayer because I ain't been doing so good today.
Okay. And prayers going up for you as well.
Yes, ma'am.
And hello, beautiful Sister Clayton.
I am so blessed. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to keep you lifted up in prayer, and we're going to pray before we leave here. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay, well, here we go. Let's see who's got it today.
But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble.
Ooh, tells us how to get a little more grace. Amen. And we'll hear that again.
But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble.
Well, guess we're not supposed to be proud. Amen. And we'll hear it one more time for our listeners' sake.
But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble.
Okay, who knows where that's at?
It's Angeles Clayton.
Go ahead.
James chapter 4, verse 6.
That is 100% correct.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Good job.
Yes.
Yeah.
If I switch screens, it throws me off every time. Okay.
Good job.
Amen.
All right. Now for the one you got to look for next week, and here it is.
The words of the Lord are pure words as silver tried in a furnace of earth purified seven times.
And you notice it says of the word of God, the words of the Lord are pure words, pure words. And we'll hear that verse once again.
The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth purified seven times.
Now, how pure is the words of God? Not only pure as they were just written, but pure as silver tried in the furnace of earth. Not one time, not two times, not three times, but you notice God says of his word, purified seven times, the number of completion. So those who say, well, this word in the Bible should have been translated better this, excuse me, pal, but my Bible tells me they're purified seven times. Don't be messing with God's word, because even Jesus said every jot and every tittle, that means every comma, every period, was put right where God meant it to be. So don't be messing with God's word. He told us not to add or subtract. Amen. So we'll hear that verse one last time for our listeners' sake.
The words of the Lord are pure words as silver tried in a furnace of earth purified seven times.
And that's what you gotta sniff out by next week. And Evangelist Clayton, you were mentioning also earlier, if a person doesn't work, they don't eat. Well, what do we do when Ruthie sends me into the kitchen to make the cookies? She's not working to make them, so should I eat them all?
No, you got to share them because she's your better half, so you all are one. Mm.
That's right. That's
Amen.
Right.
I was just
Come
having
on.
Fun.
Come on now. Come on now. That's right.
No, boy. Amen.
I'm on controversy.
Well, yes, we'll have to limit her on how many she gets, though, because she's diabetic, so we'll have to watch it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, isn't there such thing as sugar-free cookies? Can't you bake sugar-free cookies?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you got to bake her some sugar-free cookies, Wolfgang.
Do y'all, we not in overtime yet, right?
Yes, we're in the bonus hour.
We are in the bonus hour. Okay. Can I ask our son, can I need help with my sister-in-law about her eating or with the, because she got an appointment. Her appointment is not until like the 15th of this month, and she's diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
And she ain't gonna help. She don't got no medicine. And she wanna stay. She's gonna stay with us. And so, what can I not? Can she eat ice cream? I'm trying to think the things that she can eat because she likes sweet. What can
Taste
I give bonnet. Her? What
Taste
can I give
bonnet.
Her?
My dietitian that I see, because I have what they call hypoglycemia, which is the low side of diabetes. They told me the best thing, whether you have hypoglycemia or you're full-blown diabetic, you get them sherbet. Don't let them have regular ice cream.
Now, she cannot have vanilla ice cream, because I bought some vanilla ice cream. Because she wanted it last night.
She can have yogurt.
Vanilla, I'm sorry.
She can have yogurt. She can have yogurt.
Yogurt, okay.
Yes.
So
yes.
I was trying to give her, she wanted
the yogurt
some vanilla ice cream last night.
They have some yogurt ice cream for diabetics.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And
I'm trying to see what can I give her. Okay.
Okay, they do have sugar-free ice cream.
Okay.
If you check in Walmart, some of the other stores, they do have sugar-free ice cream.
Ice cream is Splenda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sugar-free ice cream, yogurt, and sherbet. Okay, I got it, y'all. So she wanted that. It's going to get hot and everything, so she wanted that, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And because she might eat a lot of candy. She loves candy, you know. I like candy, too, you know. So I just went and bought a bunch of candy. And I was going to give her some candy. And so I just was trying to see, because I don't want to spike up her and want to have, because she wanted to have a stroke. So
yeah, well, you got to keep candy around. You got to keep candy around.
I do have
her
candy around.
And glucose tablets, because sometimes your blood sugar can go low. And you got to have some juice on hand, orange juice, juicy juice, or some kind of peppermint or some kind of candy to bring the sugar up when it goes too low. She needs to always have candy on her at all times, in her purse, in her room. She needs to have candy and juice in her room at all times. Survival kit.
May. Okay, well, before she does that, she needs to know if it's high or low, and I'm saying that because I'm diabetic.
Yeah.
He says that because mine drops low sometimes on me in the middle of the night. Yeah, you want to have something in case it does drop low, but you also need to know whether it's low or high. And every, you know, there's different symptoms.
You know? They have that thing that beeps to let you know if it's low, right?
I don't know if she's checking, you know, pricking her finger or she has
We're pricking the finger. We are pricking the finger and everything.
Okay.
We are doing.
Okay, well, I have the Libre 3 on my arm. I change it every 14 days, so, and I monitor it on my phone. So mine, if it goes too low, my phone beeps. If it goes too high, I get an alert too. So, but yeah, you definitely want
to
check it.
I was trying to figure out what to do to these uggas. It's the second. I mean, it's the third, and her appointment is not. I think it's like the 15th. She don't have any medicine, and I just found this out last night. They didn't tell me anything. I just found
out. Why don't they write her? Why don't they write her a prescription?
You see, the thing about it, because she's from Florida, this was an all of a thing, just accident. She supposed to went back with my mother-in-law. She wound up staying with us because she had a stroke. Now she's here. She supposed to, me and her was going back on the 18th. But now, because I'm not going down, she's going to stay with us. And her she just told me last night she don't have no medicine. I'm like, why y'all didn't say anything? You or my husband didn't say anything to this time. You don't have any medicine. Her appointment's on the field. They just set her appointment, but you know, when you get a new doctor in a new city,
they can't write her an emergency prescription.
So she could, but I'm trying to figure out who's going to give her emergency prescription when she ain't got no doctor here.
Did she have a doctor in Florida?
Yes. So I need to call Florida doctor.
Call the Florida doctor
hold on, Charles. Let me finish, please.
What?
Let the doctor know that she needs medicine, even if it's for a half a month, for her diabetes. So she can get covered until she sees this new doctor.
Okay.
They can call in a prescription to wherever y'all pick up the medication from.
Okay, that's what I do tomorrow, because Monday, I could do it today. No, because doctor's office don't open until tomorrow. But I'm going to call my mother-in-law when we get off the phone, because you can't go without that. Just like I can't go without my blood pressure medicine. You get what I'm saying? You can't go without that. She had a stroke.
Did she have any refills?
Situation. So I'm just trying to see what's going on. And now I got a new situation on me. And I'm not, like I said, I was trying to complain with you all today, but I told y'all I needed help. I needed prayer. I need y'all to pray for me. Intercede for the first lady. I need prayer because there's a new situation on me. I got a whole adult human on me that got their own ways. You know what I'm saying? So please, y'all pray my strength in the Lord. That's all I have to say with that situation.
Amen.
Amen. Well, truthfully, God doesn't put any more on us than we can bear. He put this situation, you know, in place because He knew you could handle it. So just stay focused and stay positive and do your best.
Yes, ma'am. I will. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Amen. You're very welcome.
Amen.
I definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. And as long as she eats in moderation, not overdoing it, it shouldn't be too bad, but she does need to be careful.
Okay. Yeah, this is a whole new thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
On that, even with the stroke situation, that was new, you know. And I'm thinking she was leaving, because we're supposed to be going down there on the 18th and everything, but things came up, and now instead of her going back home, they just changed everything on me and said she's going to come here and stay with us, you know, and I'm like, so
it's gonna be okay.
You know, that's a whole new situation without just, you know, just without my say so on stuff, you know. But as women and everything, you know, and I don't know if men too, but don't make decisions without talking to somebody else. That's all I have to say. And a whole, just a whole life thing, you know. I could, you could deal with it for a week, 2 weeks, 3 months. But I was over, even jobs give you 3 months. What is called 3 months?
Probation.
But this a whole living thing, that's a difference. With nothing coming in, and you got to take on a whole, that's another child you got to take on. With nothing, no income, nothing.
It does provide.
Okay. I let me be quiet. I'm be quiet. I just don't want to get into, like I said, I'm going to be quiet. I'm trying to be quiet, trying to be holy, but I'm human. Yeah, I have to realize I'm human.
Right.
Okay. I'm done. I'm complete. Pray.
Amen.
Pray the Spirit of the Lord for me. Thank you.
Amen. Now, next Sunday when you come in here, I want you to have a fabulous fried chicken recipe for me. Amen.
All right. We had some fried chicken. I just ate me some fried chicken this morning, Brother Charles.
See there?
If you don't mind.
I had some fried chicken last night, and I ate me a piece early this morning. Now my brother, a piece of fried chicken.
See how y'all do me. What are you going to say, Evangelist Clayton? The man just won a piece of chicken. Amen.
Hey, where's my chicken, bro?
Oh, I can't even get a piece of chicken.
I had to mess with our boss, man.
Got to have strength to keep the network going, so I got to have at least four pieces of chicken.
You know, I heard about some fried chicken and they dipped it in some sweet potato juice. Y'all ever heard of that?
No,
yes.
Nope.
That's crazy. Sweet potato juice. They had fried chicken and they dipped it in the sweet potato. You know the sweet potatoes?
Yeah.
When you do the sweet potatoes, they dipped it in the juice.
Why?
That's what I'm saying. Why? But I might try it. Sweet potatoes.
Y'all go ahead with that. Let me know how it tastes.
I knew he wasn't gonna go for that one.
All right.
Well, hey, Sister Bonnie.
Yes, ma'am.
I got this recipe sitting here at my house a friend of mine's got. What she does is she opens a can of sweet potatoes. Then she goes to do her fried chicken. She takes the sweet potato juice out of the canned sweet potato. She does the egg and flour. But then, before that,
go ahead.
And after she does all that, then she rolls it in the sweet potato juice and fries it up. Good.
You got his stomach rolling.
It's good.
Come on, Six. Are you getting hungry?
It sounds
no,
good, though.
Not at all.
You got his stomach rolling. But,
I thought I was
going
to take a drooling. No. Either.
But what she doing, she cooked the chicken and then she already made the sweet potatoes. You get what I'm saying? And she just dumped the chicken in the sweet potato juice. Not that, you get what I'm saying? But then he probably like, ugh, still.
No, he's over there drooling. I hear it hitting the phone.
No, you don't hear that.
Kenny, you gonna get in trouble with Boss Man if you keep it up.
No, I love sweet potatoes. I love sweet potatoes. I love sweet potato pie. But
I gotta go to the toilet right now.
Yeah, everything
is really turning my stomach.
Yeah, everything got to be in the right context. I mean, you know, flour, seasoning for the chicken. You know, that's normal. That's sweet potato juice. That's just going too far.
Y'all got me. Thank y'all. I needed that laugh. I needed that. I needed that peace for that.
Now, come on, Six. Don't you remember what Jesus told Peter? He said, when he let down that sheet, he said, don't call what God has made common or unclean.
Uh-oh.
Well, hey, I won't be eating.
Come on, Peter, slay and eat.
No, you can have Peter's portion. You can have Peter's portion. Matter of fact, all y'all can have my chicken on here. I'll share with y'all.
I need it. Thank y'all for the laugh. I need y'all. I appreciate it. Thank you all.
Yes, we love
that laugh, you all. I needed that laugh, you all.
That's too much. That's too much. Just make me some normal golden fried chicken.
He said, no, your stomach ain't going to be turning around here. You ain't going to go to no toilet.
That's where it's about to head.
But Six is still thinking about that pumpkin creamer.
Pumpkin spice coffee creamer, Six.
Oh, no. Y'all are really trying to turn my stomach today. I
saw
so
the
good.
Pumpkin creamer turn your stomach, too. Cause
yeah,
you know,
you
we don't like pumpkin. We like sweet potato pie. Y'all keep talking about pumpkin. We don't eat no pumpkin.
Sweet potato pie. Sweet potato pie with a cup of coffee. That's
do
normal.
Sweet potato pie.
And yams. And yams. That's normal. But y'all
now
come talking about
sweet
this.
Sweet potato pie and yams. It's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's far
but
as I go.
But you ain't
going to
do no yams. You ain't going to do no yam juice and no fried chicken.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Come on, Peter. Slay and eat.
No, Peter will start.
Hey, Six, have some iced coffee that's Oreo cookie flavored.
No, see, you're doing too much. Peter will starve. Now, if you got some chicken and gravy and rice, we can talk.
Yes, 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 yes.
That's normal.
I'm going to get right from there. I got hamburger today, so I'm trying to see what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Yeah, Sister Laquelle, give me a something what to do with my hamburger meat today. Because I know you be going down.
What are you making for dinner, Evangelist Clayton?
I didn't hear you.
I said, what are you making for dinner?
I had some mashed potatoes and chicken nuggets.
See that? Mm-hmm. Now that's normal. Now that's normal.
Can y'all please give me what to do with my ground beef today? I'm trying to see what I do.
How about you make some burgers, mashed potatoes.
Okay, that's what I'm gonna do. So that's three people saying, okay, that's three confirmations. I'm gonna do the meatloaf, but I don't have everything to put in my meatloaf.
Well, you can make hamburgers and French fries.
No, baby, I ain't doing this. No.
You can always use alternatives if you what you don't have. But you don't have the paste or something.
I got garlic powder, onion powder, but I like to put my onions, my bell peppers. You know, I like cutting my stuff up and putting it all up in there. You know what I'm saying? And I like all that different stuff in there. And I know a lot of people probably don't like onions or whatever, or bell pepper, you know, different things. But then my husband, he can't eat all because he can't chew it, you know. But the thing about it is that it's sauteed. It's going to be mushy in there anyway. But I like to have my stuff with fresh ingredients, and I don't have that. And that's what I'm trying to figure out. But I thought about a meatloaf or some, you know how you do the gravy with the meat and the gravy, the onions. And I don't have no onions on. Only thing, I ain't got nothing. I don't have all of that. Only thing I could do is do it with the onion powder and garlic powder. I don't know if I do it, you know, the hamburger patty with some rice and gravy. I've got plenty of rice. I've got plenty of mashed potatoes.
You got potatoes?
So I can do that.
Make you some
sloppy but I thought about a meatloaf.
Make you some sloppy joe, mashed potatoes.
If you're listening late, we're talking food in the basement. Right after the great show of the Six Eyes Gospel Show, we're in the basement talking food, all things food, if you're just listening.
And one thing, at least now that we told Six about that chicken, now his stomach is in no mood to come over here and bother my peanut butter cookies.
Wow. Oh, that old peanut butter cookies. Oh, God.
Oh, no, I don't.
Okay,
we're going to
talk about peanut butter cookies after this. Okay.
No.
Yeah, I love peanut butter cookies, our brother Ken. Oh, that's my favorite. Oh.
You love those? Well, picture these. Picture these. These have nuts in them, peanuts in them.
You got the heart right now. You're trying to kill me. I can't eat those.
No, me either.
I'm out of here.
Oh, my goodness. So, I'm sorry. Oh, so you're allergic to nuts.
I can eat the peanuts they make peanut butter out of. I can eat pistachios. I can eat cashews. And I can eat pecans.
You're not allergic to nuts then.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
bro. Macadamia and Spanish. Eat those.
Like, I'm allergic to shellfish. But then I eat all shellfish except for except for crab legs. I can't eat crab legs. And you know that's why everybody do that.
I like the smooth peanut butter, Mr. Six.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
If I eat those nuts, I swell up like Professor Clump.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
My throat closes up.
But not that nut.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my throat closes up.
Oh my goodness!
We found,
yeah.
We found that out. We had just got our VCR. I don't know if y'all remember Curtis Mathis, but we had just got our VCR, and you know we were all sitting in the living room, and my father had a can of assorted Planters nuts, and just my luck, I picked out the ones I was allergic to. A little bit after that, I swole up, and it was just
I know what that means.
You can eat all enough of a Wendy can to the peanut. That's what you eat a swole up to.
Yeah,
that's
the
like
Brazil,
wow.
Macadamia.
That's like me with pineapples. I swole up with pineapples, and my uvula swole up, too, in my throat, and I couldn't swallow.
Yeah,
and I was
crazy.
That was crazy. That is crazy, yes, sir.
The mixed nuts is the Brazil nuts. I'm allergic to Brazil nuts. I can't eat them. I have to run straight to the hospital.
That's one thing about it. You can't.
Don't miss nuts.
You got
no. I run from them.
Sister Nicole will split the scene quick as a devil.
Yes, I will. I can't even be around anybody eating them because if I smell the Brazil nuts, the oil from the Brazil nuts, my throat swells up.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law, when she just a nut, she don't let nobody get even around her. She don't even want to be even see the name of nuts. Like I said that, like, you know, in the summertime, we used to do crab boils all the time. And they will do the snow crabs with my shrimp. They ain't thinking about me. Sister Bonnet, put her stuff to the side. Put her some shrimp to the side. Or whatever. Her stuff. And they boiling in there, and then they say, you know, I'm swelling up. Because they don't put all my shrimp. I can't, you know, and here I'm trying to still get me a shrimp out of with the snow crabs. I'm swelling up. You know, I can eat blue crabs. I can eat everything, but it's just the snow crabs. I can't eat snow crabs, and I don't understand. It's still a shellfish. But, like, all
well,
the surgeons I help.
What's the difference between snow crab and regular crab?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Why? My husband told me because he worked in the seafood. He said the iodine in it.
Yeah.
They have more iodine.
Exactly.
They have more iodine.
Exactly.
They have more iodine in it. Then, he said the iodine in it.
That's what
And that's why I was trying to figure out, too, what is the difference?
That's
so,
the difference.
You know, because I'm like, well, how I can eat blue crab? But sometimes I still got to be careful on them, too, you know. But still, so we from the south down in Florida, you know. That's what we do. We do crab boils all the time.
That's what
and,
we
you
do.
Know,
We
got to do our crab boils.
I wish I had me some today. You talking about it.
Girl, let me tell you. My niece went to one, and we finna do one for her. Her baby finna be 2 years old. She finna do a crab ball.
What kind of baby do a
crab ball at their birthday party?
The parents
That's her birthday party. Not a 2-year-old birthday party.
Y'all put the little pieces of crab on her plate, and the parents enjoy. Just an excuse to have a crab boil on a 2-year-old birthday.
Exactly.
You know they don't have hot dogs and hamburgers at a 2-year-old birthday party. She's gonna do a big old crab boil. But we from Florida. That's our thing. You know what I'm saying? That's our thing.
That's how it's sure our thing, I tell you. I tell you.
I'm doing them up here, too.
I love
it. Yeah.
with that king crab in there, lobster tails, andouille sausage.
Oh. Stop,
Miguel.
Oh, God,
you got to be I like the dungeon. I like the dungeon.
The mussels are the best.
Yeah,
I like the dungeon crabs. I like those dungeon crabs.
And it is a crab here.
Anything crab here.
Yeah.
And the only thing I haven't put in there is the crawfish.
Oh,
I like them. I don't like them.
You don't like them? I love crawfish. I love them.
Yeah, ain't nothing to eat out of them. What you going to eat? Suck the juice out of them?
Yeah, I'm not messing with that.
Someone say it, number some little bugs. They talking about that. Some bugs.
Yeah, nah, that's
but
okay.
I'm a professional crawfish person.
Yeah, okay. Enjoy yourself. I don't see what you get out of it.
So how do they come when you get them in the store? How do they come? Or do they take the heads
with
off?
The head on.
No,
the
head is still
no,
there.
No, head. You suck the juice out of the head, but I don't suck no juice out of the head. And I don't do all that. No, I don't do all that.
You said there was either
I just go ahead and peel that back of it up and go and get it. I can peel it real good and get it.
Well, y'all really have turned my stomach for this Six Eyes Gospel Show for March 3rd, 2024. I want to thank y'all.
Amen.
Y'all tried to kill me with cookies with nuts in it. They tried to get me to eat sweet chicken. And now... You're talking crawdads. Y'all really trying to take me out.
if you don't mind, let's just see.
That's why we pick on you.
Guess you don't have a job come Monday.
For my birthday when it comes up, I don't know who birthday in the month of March. I got a bunch of birthdays in the month of March. I got
it's
my sister-in-law.
Ain't your birthday coming up in March?
Is your birthday in March, Mother Clayton?
I think it is.
Is my birthday in this month?
Yeah.
No, my birthday is July 28th.
July.
My
birthday August 6th. So you know I don't believe in all those signs, but you know what that lion spirit, okay?
That's me, baby, Leo the lion.
Come on, baby. Come on,
man.
My daddy's birthday July 29th. Yeah,
what
you one day after my daddy. You
I'm
know that we get along real good. You know what I'm talking about?
We could
dress. You know what I'm talking about? We like some flashy stuff.
Yeah, I know.
That one thing.
If you all don't mind, before I hang up, I definitely like to pray, amen, for Sister Emily, amen,
yes.
and Lady Barnett, as well as anyone else. And in the need of prayer. Amen. Most gracious Father God Almighty, we come to you humbly. We know how on this beautiful day, God, that you have made, you have blessed us to see, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord, we thank you for your overseer of us, that you watched over us as we slept, slumbered, tossed, and turned on last night. And Lord, you got us up close in our right mind this morning, God. And Lord, you said in the book of Genesis, he that has breath, let him praise the Lord, Lord. But Lord, we thank you, God, for blowing into the nostril of our nose, God, in the name of Jesus. And you gave us the air to breathe, God. But Lord, we come to you repenting of anything that we may have said or done, omission, commission, to displease you or to grieve you, God, in any way, form, or fashion. Lord, we just thank you for obedience is better than sacrifice, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And as we come together, God, touching and agreeing on behalf of our sisters and our brothers today, God, that's standing in the need of your movement, God, your empowered movement in our life today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Yes.
And Lord, you know what Sister Emily standing in the need of Father God. For according to your will, God, by your stripes, God, she's healed, God. Strengthen her, Father God. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the days of trouble, Lord. And he knoweth those that trust in him, God. And, Lord, we're leaning and depending on you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are the way maker, God, for Lady Barnett, God. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, and the light in the darkness, God, that you shine upon 1,000 hills, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Now, Lord, we ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, her request, you said by prayer and supplication, let your request be made known unto you, God. And, Lord, we're making the request, God, on behalf, Father God, of the medicine, God. You are the medicine, God, and you make the way, God, so she's able to get her medicine, Father God, for her sister, her in-laws, God. And, Lord, you know who she is and what she stands in the need of, Father God. So you meet every need, God, according to thy will, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, financially, spiritually, psychologically, mental, and emotionally, yes. Lord, you do it, Heavenly Father. Lord, and continue to look down upon the Six Eyes Radio Network and all the staff, yes, God, yes, and all of the members, God, whatever that they stand in the need of, Father God. Go before us as a fountain, empty, refilled, redefined, restore, and revive, God. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, God, you told us to trust, yes, you in all ways, acknowledging you, God, and you shall direct our path, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You grant us that serenity to accept those things, God, that we cannot change, but you have given us the courage to change those things that we can and the wisdom to know the difference, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, for you're able, God, to do all things. Father God, watch over Pastor Bunnett, God, going and coming, Father God. Keep him shielded and protected from any hurt, harm, danger, accidents, tickets, flat tires, anything, Father God, in the name of Jesus that will hinder or block, God. We know, God, that you open up the windows of heaven and pour thee out a blessing that we have room not to contain, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Lord, we ask for your increase, God, your divine increase in all of our lives, God, in spirit and in health, God. Do it like you say that you would, Father God, in the name of you, to bless the tables, God, that have the food upon them today, God. Bless the water that we drink, Father God, in the name of you, to purify, God, like no other. You're able, God, to do all things, God. And we got this thing done, God, because we're leaning and we're dependent on you. And without you, Heavenly Father, we can do absolutely nothing, Father God. But, Lord, we ask that you continue to keep your angels posted on all four corners, God, the north, south, east, and west, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in order by step to, from, for, and near. And, Lord, we're going to give you the glory. We're going to give you the praise, Father God, like no other. You're able, God, to do all things above all that we ask or we think. We count it done in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, that thy will be done. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Evangelist Clayton.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes.
We appreciate that prayer. And we definitely love you.
Love you more. Love you more.
Thank you. Love to hear your voice. It's not no other to hear your voice. I love to hear everybody's voice on this. Nikhil, I love to hear her voice. She don't know how her spirit just bless me when I just hear her voice. Even Sister Emily and Sister Ruth, I love to hear her too. You know, I know she loves to sing and everything. Sister Ruth likes to sing. I don't mind hearing her sing. But when I hear your voice, Sister Mother Clayton, come on this line. When I hear Mother Clayton, oh, my God, I know the anointing of God is just on this. The spirit is just flowing all over the earth. It's supposed to tell you to spread your anointing because you got the anointing and you don't even know the anointing you have.
Yes.
And sometimes we can have titles and we can have names and all this and that. But sometimes pastors, first ladies, bishops, whatever you want to call your thing, whatever you want, this diocese, everybody needs prayer. Boy, mm-hmm. Look at that one person's voice.
Right.
Do you know that? That's a soothing to their spirit. So you don't understand. Mm-hmm. I can hear your soothing voice, Nicole. You got the most sweetest, smoothing voice. Sister Clayton,
thank you.
The power of God is in you. And I want to hear Sister Ruth sing her song. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear her. And Sister Emily and her testimonies and what she's going through. You know, so them going to call you later on. That's my baby. And she calling me mama. She older than me, calling me mama.
But that's okay. That's
she
okay.
She calling me mama, and she older than me.
That's okay.
And so, that's my sugar poo, you know. But I enjoy, you know, because you know at one time, and you know, y'all know what goes on. Yeah, I wasn't there. But I enjoy, I want to. I just want to come on this radio broadcast now. You get what I'm saying? I got to be here.
Yes, and that's a beautiful thing. We thank you.
And at one time, you know, but it's like right now, it's like my spirit just drawn to this radio. And you never know who else other all across the world
uh-huh.
their spirit is drawing to this radio broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
She's so Clayton is in Florida. You say you're in Florida, right?
I'm in Tallahassee.
We here in Memphis.
Yes, ma'am.
Because the y'all all the way up north somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody else in California,
somebody probably in Africa, listen to this radio broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
All we have to say is to God be the glory.
God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. And
what he's done and what he's going to do. He's going to do some great and powerful things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, God is good.
Yes, he is. Let me see here.
So, we're back in the hands of whoever's in charge.
Amen. Amen. Well, Ken, maybe we'll make make the list next week. So we'll see. The day the ladies took it.
Yeah.
That's our comedian right there. That's our brother Sid, the comedian of the hour.
Yeah.
No.
Basically, Sister Bonnet, if you've ever listened to the Wednesday Children's Show on the Ranger Bill program, there's a guy who's a comedian. His name is Stumpy Jenkins. He's one of the characters on the Ranger Bill program. Well, you could think of me as the Stumpy Jenkins of the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Okay. Okay. What time do y'all come on at that time?
That's Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern.
4 p.m. Okay. On the
so that's
3
o'clock
station.
Your time.
Yes, 3 o'clock. It's going to be 3 o'clock at time. Okay. Mm. Okay.
And you got to let her know which station, Ken.
And that's on station 2. And, speaking of those cookies I've been making, I would offer some to Emily, but she's already nutty enough.
Hey, watch it, buddy. Don't forget I can watch over to your house there, Kenny.
Uh-huh.
Make sure you tune in to Bible Cover to Cover tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern on Station 2, 515-605-9340. Bible Cover to Cover tonight on the Six Eyes Radio Network, Station 2, 9 p.m. 8 Central, 6 Pacific.
Amen.
Okay.
Do you know my husband have all the information already to Station 2? He got Station 1 and Station 2. Do he have the information?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I can get it from him. I'll just get the information on Wednesday at 3 o'clock for me. It's 4 o'clock. And his name is Stumpy. Okay.
All right. I know we're in, of course, you know we're in the United States. Ireland is listening. India, United Kingdom, Israel,
mm-hmm.
Australia,
wow.
Russia.
Wow.
China. Let's see. What else do I see here? India, Pakistan, Kenya, Nigeria, Ghana, huh?
So do they do the translation in their language? Will we
talk? I don't know if it translates, but there are people, honestly, in most countries, a lot of people do speak the English language.
Oh, okay.
Even though their country is whatever, but they're...
Well,
Americans
thank you all,
just like,
all those countries.
Yeah.
We definitely thank you from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Make sure you download the show.
Turkey, Germany, Austria,
mm-hmm.
France.
So we really are nationwide. We are global.
Worldwide.
And the thing about it, that's what I was saying, do they translate the language, you know what I'm saying?
English is their second language, and so doing so, they would understand the language that we're speaking.
Okay. And they're in Brazil,
okay.
And Chile is up as well, and Canada.
All
right.
But speaking of jokes, here's one for you all to go home with, okay? There's this doctor, he kept visiting this farm, and he told the farmer he was going to no longer come there. And the farmer says, why not? He says, because your animals, specifically your ducks, keep calling me names. He got it. Vic got it.
All right. I got a joke for y'all. I'm here all week at the Funny Bone. All right. So this elderly man was at the car lot and he saw this fast car. He said, look, I'm getting up in age. He said, I'm gonna get this car. I worked hard for my money. I'm gonna get this car. So he gets the car, takes it for a spin, pulls out the driveway, moderate from the car dealership, then pedal to the metal. He starts to speed up, go faster. So this cop is behind him, and he pulls him over. He said, look, I get off in 30 minutes. If you can tell me why you were speeding, I'll let you go without a ticket. He said, well, sir, I was once married, and a cop took my wife, and I thought you were bringing her back. He said, take care. See, I'm a killer with stuff like that.
I was a little slow. I was on the slow bus.
He's on the slow bus?
Yes.
Okay. So, he was married. He was once married. A cop stole his wife. So when he got pulled over, he thought the cop was bringing her back.
Don't worry.
You still on the slow bus? It's all right.
Oh, okay. And I almost want to repeat the joke. I think
I was getting me something to I'll hear it later. I was going back and listen to it.
Oh, I got thousands of them.
I can't listen to it because that's on overtime.
If Evangelist Clayton made the list, Mikhail made the list, Wolfgang and I were out in the cold.
You is my funny bone. You're the funny bone. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Got to hear you too, brother Ken. We got to hear you too. I'm going to acknowledge my women of God. I have one for you. I'm going to acknowledge my women of God, but I want to hear my men of God too. But I got to acknowledge my women of God because we are powerful women. And I got to hear them. And the reason why I did not acknowledge you all, because y'all always, let me tell you something, y'all the king, the priest, the prophet, the leader of our homes. Do you get what I'm saying? Because I'm married. He's my king, my priest, the prophet, the leader of my home. You get what I'm saying?
But I'm not going to acknowledge another woman's husband
like that. And I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stand in my place. But I'm going to acknowledge my women of God. You get what I'm saying? That's the reason why I acknowledge them. This is a month of women.
Yes, it is.
Go to your calendar. This is our month this month.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to acknowledge my women.
Yes.
And I'm going to acknowledge my women of God. That's why I acknowledge every woman that's on here. I acknowledge Mikhail and I acknowledge her strength. She got that soothing personality that will calm you down. Mother Clayton got that powerful woman. You know what I'm saying? Going to go down deep down in your soul. But this is a difference. You got the soothing and you got that But both of them could touch you in that same spot.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
She didn't even got to say nothing. Something that Kelly even got to say. But she could still reach that same spot as Sister Clayton could reach that same spot. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
I ain't trying to get like that way. You get what I'm saying? But I'm saying that spot that will just touch your soul.
Yes, ma'am.
You get what I'm saying?
And I had another Sister Ruth.
Sister Ruth, I love her. You get what I'm saying? I want to hear her. I didn't even hear her today. I want to hear her on the voice on here today. I enjoy hearing her voice. Sister Emily, I enjoy hearing Sister Emily. Even when she read the verse.
Scripture.
You know what I'm saying? I enjoy that. That gets me. That gets me coming every week.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I go to my church service, I'm still dialing in when I'm going to another service. You see, we be back and forth to different services and everything. I'm going to another service. I still got to dial in listening to you all.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? And it encourages me. But what I'm saying, Brother Charles, is I just want to acknowledge my women of God.
Absolutely.
But y'all
Absolutely.
Are powerful, too. You, Brother Kid, and I don't know who else, the other men that be on here, because I don't hear Brother Donaldson too much. You know, I don't hear his voice. Sister Emery telling about her son and everything. I don't hear it, but y'all too. I enjoy you too all. Where I be on the thing, and you my comedian. And,
appreciate that.
And I thank God for you. I will acknowledge you. Let me give you a pause.
Well, it's after four.
Since you want to throw it out, if you want your props, okay. I thank God for you
thank
and Brother
Thank you, First
Ken.
Lady.
Thank you, Brother
thank
Ken.
Thank you, First Lady.
I thank you, Sis I, for everything, because I enjoy coming to this station. Thank you all. But I just want to announce my women. I just want to announce my women to God today. That's all I want to do.
Absolutely.
That's why I ain't saying nothing about y'all. But I do.
Yes,
Brother Ken, I enjoy you. I really do. You hear me? I really enjoy you. Brother Six Eyes, I enjoy you and your crazy self.
Thank you.
I love you. Brother.
Thank you.
Brother God, brother, the Lord. I love you all. You is crazy. You funny.
No.
You funny. You is funny. You funny. And always, you do not imitate me no more.
Okay.
I don't smoke it up. I should have buried it because it ain't grown up. I should never say that. Did I bring up my favorite comedian,
Brother Charles, Six Eyes Radio? And I'm feeding to get to y'all.
Why did I do that? Oh, I said,
Brother Charles, I don't like that. I'm telling you, I really don't like it.
Well, we better watch because it's after 4 and Blog Talk may cut us off.
All right. Hey, Amanda, y'all take love you
okay,
all.
Okay, love, okay, let me get out the phone.
The Six Eyes got
and everything. Brother Ken, I'm gonna say this loudly and everything. I'll call Sister Nakia and ask her. Nakia, can
okay.
I call you?
Yes,
yeah,
you
I'm just gonna ask you. Yeah, okay. Thank you, sweetheart.
Amen. All right, well, you just enjoyed the 6 hours show. We appreciate you. Those that's going to listen later on, we do appreciate you. And make sure you go join the 6 hours Radio Network group. Y'all take care. You just enjoyed the 6 hours Gospel Show. Take care, America.
Bye.
All right.
God bless.